Thank you for calling 777 Services. Sorry we couldn't get to the phone right now. Please leave your name, number, or a text message, and we'll get back to you even sooner. We look forward to helping you with all your plumbing needs. Thank you.
Hey, Josh, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. Just calling to follow up with you per your email request. My direct phone number and extension line here is 877-635-6225,
Hello?
Extension 224.
Hello?
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good. Sorry, I was on the other line.
It's all good. I was just leaving you a voicemail earlier when I called a minute ago. Like, it didn't really ring. It just, like, I don't know, it did something kind of weird. So I was like, oh, I'll call back in a minute and see what happens.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Yeah, I'm trying to get everything together. I'm glad you called. I actually forgot all about you guys. And so
How dare you?
My old partner called me.
How dare you? Yeah, he was telling me.
I was retired, and then my old partner called me to ask me what I thought about you guys, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, man, I love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but was, you love us.
You spoke to Michael Sheldon.
I did. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I started telling him how everything went. I'm like, oh, what the fuck, man? I was like, I need to get back into this shit.
Like you got hit with a brick of brains,
dude,
huh?
I'm telling you, man. But, you know, I refer jobs to quite a bit of people.
I love that.
So when I went on the app, I'm tied to 211 Plumbing out of California.
I canceled both of those accounts this morning. I made sure that this number is now canceled in our system.
Oh, and thank God.
So I did that before I called you. So when you emailed me, when you were emailing me, I was in the middle of doing that. So I was getting in our system because you had two other businesses with us previously.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing. So now when we go in, we'll wind up resetting your terms and conditions and resetting everything, and it'll be fresh once we get you in there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because every time I referred to you, somebody, they were like, I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, all right, just let me make a phone call for you, and this is how it works. So I was like, every time I did that, I got tied to their business. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yes. So what we do now is you get it so say we get you going today, right? Which hopefully we will. We get you going today. And then when Mike calls back in and he finally signs up, you're going to get a discount for referring him.
Oh yeah. No, I told him, I was like, dude, I said, I completely forgot. He goes, what are you going to do? I said, I'll have them fucking going before next week, motherfucker.
That's right. That's right. Like, well, Mike's over there dragging his feet, talking about, I could do this myself. I could do that myself. I'm like, why are we talking?
I was explaining to him, you know, I was like, look, you don't need to advertise right now, but you need to be set up so they can get you a Google presence. I said, you know, I mean, when you're ready to advertise, you can start throwing money, and then they'll start doing, you know, the advertising and stuff, but they need to straighten all your shit up. So, yeah, he'll end up calling you, because I'm going to call him back after this and let him know that. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Hurry up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
you tell him.
Yeah, no, for real. For real. Yeah, because, I mean, it helps that we're in two different cities, so we're not competing. So
yeah, that's what else I was going to say. I was going to ask those questions once we get into this conversation. So what is the actual business address for you?
That is going to be 10513 Moorberry Lane.
M-O-O-R?
Yeah.
Berry, B-E-R-R-Y?
All one word. Yeah, Moorberry.
Houston or Austin?
Houston.
Houston, gotcha. Okay, and 777 Plumbing. 777 Plumbing. Got it. Okay, and then what all are you looking to do with this 777 Plumbing? You got an awesome logo, but
I don't like it.
What the heck?
Well, I'm actually going through rebranding right now because my logo is not appealing to the demographic that I want to go to. It's appealing to your blue-collar workers, your 20 to 35, but I'm trying to get with the 65-year-old Republicans.
Yeah. casino addicts.
Yeah, well, you know, I was bored. It was in the middle of that. I made the shit on my phone. Oh, my God. Yeah. So, yeah,
oh.
I just got something up because I was doing a lot of commercial
I like
work.
That.
I was like, you know what? No one gives a shit about a logo. Let me mock something up real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we can help.
Yeah.
We can help. If there's some, if you want something different, we can help. We can help. So, have you ever been with us when you guys had Google Guaranteed? Did you guys ever have Google Guaranteed with us?
I didn't. I think that was right after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
So I need to – let me bring up my forms here. So, you know, last time I was with you guys, I don't know how far back it goes. Did it show Beacon Plumbing?
It did. It showed
okay,
Beacon
so.
And the other one.
Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So Phoenix, that was Michael. That was the guy I was trying to help out.
Yeah.
211 was another guy I was helping out.
Mm-hmm.
And Beacon was my business, and I closed that down and retired out. So I closed that 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
I froze the number so nobody could use it.
Smart.
But yeah, I was like, I didn't want to, I was starting a whole new thing. I didn't want to go back to what was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I need to get my Google business,
mm-hmm.
certified, the
mm-hmm.
Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guarantee also question. Need to get into geotag photos.
Okay.
And also I need to work on the verbiage for my local area.
Yep.
And also to make sure, I don't know, it should be, but I need to make sure that my addresses and logos are the same across the board.
Okay, we could do all that. So you want the Google Guarantee, you want the Google Local. What about before, when you were with us before, you were running thousands of dollars in Google Ads.
Yeah.
Google Ads is great. It's a great way to start, get the pump going, but we've basically...
It's not as good as it used to be.
That's what I'm getting ready to tell you. That's what I'm getting ready to tell you. As we move to Google Guarantee, is the sweet spot now. Like, so this is what I suggest, which obviously I'm going to give you a great price point on everything. The application fee for Google Guarantee is a one-time $250 cost. The local SEO services, depending on what else we bundle it with, I can break that price down less. So what I'm saying is if you, our starter package is now, since you've been with us previously, the starter package now is usually local SEO with Facebook ads for a start. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We get that going, and we're working on the Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee takes 4 to 8 weeks. To get completely approved, because we're starting you from the ground up. We have to get your Google verification going. We have to get 5 reviews, and we can be working on the background check, which I know you're going to pass, and all those things. We could be working on this all together at the same time, is kind of what I'm getting at.
Okay.
So if you want to get everything going, I can give you the Facebook package with the Google local listing, and the reason that we couple that is because while we're getting the Google verification going, which they've changed the way the verification goes, it's not in the snail mail anymore. Josh, you don't just say, hey, I'm a business and this is where I'm at, and Google sends you the PIN code anymore. They've stopped
right.
that a long time ago. Now we need a video verification. And Local Splash walks you through that video verification. And if that video verification gets rejected, then Local Splash is able to say, hey, we need a live verification with Google. We get Google on the phone, we get you on the horn, and we can do the live verification. Google's completely changed the way that they've done it. And that's some of the problem that Mike's coming up against. We could definitely help. We can work that out. So I can do that. That package right there is normally $599 with a $299 setup. You've been a client previously. We're going to give you the best rate, especially because it's new business. I can give you that package at $249, and then we'll do the Google Guarantee application, which is one time $250. So you're looking at about $500 out the door to get going, and the $249 reoccurring. Until your Google Guarantee approved.
Okay.
And then once your Google Guarantee approved, Google Guarantee, do you know anything about it? Because I want to tell you about that.
Tell me about it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about it. So it shows at the very top of the page, and Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead programs. So, you know, your Angie's, your Service Magic, Thumbtack, Porch, House, you know all about that, right?
Yeah, I know.
You know that gobbledygook. You know that garbage. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say. You already know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you share the leads. You share the position. It's nothing exclusive. You have to chase the client down, right? It's not like that with Google Guarantee, okay? Google Guarantee, you're listed in an exclusive position at the top of the page in the guaranteed section. There's background check that goes on in this position. These companies that are listed up there all are getting backed directly by Google. Google says, hey, if something goes wrong with one of these companies, we'll pay out up to $2,000 worth of insurance.
Mm.
So the client would have to prove, A, that you did something totally wrong, and they would also have to prove that you weren't willing to make it right within the first 30 days. Never had anybody have to take advantage of it, but that's what the guarantee is, okay?
All right.
And it gives those public people peace of mind. Now, we both know if it's a real true plumbing problem, $2,000 isn't that much.
No.
At least I know that. You know. So I've paid $26,000 to a plumber before. I understand. You know, that's not a lot of money.
Where do you live, man? You're a good client. I want to go there.
I'm in California.
we just, and that was the thing. So I closed my business down. We were living on Huntington Beach.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm at
Calvert
Beach right behind the Walmart.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're at Ocean Breeze Apartments.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so over by the In-N-Out. So we just moved back here to Texas about a year ago, so that's why it reopened.
Yeah, the In-N-Out is right here. The Walmart is right here. Or were you by the other In-N-Out?
Exactly.
Or were you by the other In-N-Out that they just built over by Edinger?
Okay, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah,
I was going to open up over there, but the taxes alone were just going to fucking kill me. I was like, it sucks to start off as a new business over there with all those taxes.
Yeah, you have to start out a millionaire to start a business over here.
Oh, shit. I think we left when gas hit, like, almost $10 there in Huntington. I was like, yep, time to go. They're like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah. This top section on Google, though, what I want you to know, Josh, the main thing is this. You don't share the lead. You don't share the spot. When the phone rings, you know that it's the client calling in, and that call has to meet certain criteria for your budget to be charged. So sales, solicitation, spam, robo, those are all unqualified, and AI is listening to each one of those calls for recorded. They're recorded for training and authenticity purposes. So when the phone rings, it'll say LSA, local service ad, when you pick the phone up. And you know this is one of those leads that I could possibly pay for. If they're not asking for a service, they're not asking to set face-to-face appointment, meaning asking for service, or if they're not asking for estimate and you give estimate, then it's not a qualified call.
Right.
You're not charged.
Okay. And what about a website?
Yeah, we'll include website. Website's all-inclusive with the package, and I could do the logo, too, if you want. That's not a problem. I'll go ahead and throw those things in for you.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
the logo, I'm trying to find something elegant on the logo because, again, I'm trying to go more. So the area that I want to market in, I don't want to do it right here. So I already have I don't have a zip code. I got the name of the areas.
That's perfect. So what's going to happen with Google Guarantee is that's going to allow you to drop into those specific areas that you want. And that's what I'm saying is, so you're not doing a radius. You're not saying I'm doing 50 miles, right? You have these certain areas. So once your Google Guarantee approves, Josh, what happens in this section is you only show up in those sections. So say you're not servicing Houston. Say you're servicing literally outside of Houston. For Google Guarantee, you will not get a call in Houston if you're not servicing Houston. You literally, if you got a call from Houston and you say, that's not an area I service, that is not listed on your profile, that's not a qualified lead.
Yeah, I mean, just to say, Houston's just so fucking big. I mean,
It's blown out. Let's be real.
Yeah.
There's so many providers. So once your Google Guarantee approved and everything is running smoothly, your cost per qualified lead is $50.67. The activation budget is $664 for 13 Google Guarantee leads. So the way that works is you pay that $664 and it works kind of like an escrow account. So that budget sits there, and as the leads come through and they're actually qualified, that lead cost will come off of your budget.
Okay.
Okay. And
all right.
Again, if one needs to be disputed, you've got us, we're here, we're going to dispute it. But AI catches so many of them, like, it's very rare. But we do have those fail safes in place, because now Local Splash also has an app where you can download and track literally everything. So if you need to pause it, say you guys are going on vacation for whatever reason, or you just want to pause it, you're too busy, when you pause it, Josh, is where the budget stops on that. It stops and it continues to roll over until it's unpaused. So you could pause it for as long as you want.
Yeah, I saw that. Y'all didn't have an app last time I was with you.
We didn't.
I was like, ooh. I was like, too bad it says 211.
Yeah. Yeah, they come along.
I definitely want to move forward. I want to get this.
Okay, cool.
Let me get you going here.
Okay. So try 777service@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Gotcha.
TRI777service@gmail.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me go ahead and set this up. Let me see, which one are we going with? Okay. They've changed the packages on me. Let me see which one I need. This is the one. Okay. Ideal package. And since you signed up before Mike, you're going to get the discount when Mike signs up. So after Mike signs up with us and he's been with us for 2 months, you're going to get $149 off your regular package for 1 month. So we give you a free month of Local SEO service. For every person that you recommend to me, they have to call me, and you sign them up. When they sign up with me, I'm going to make sure you get that service, and I'll give them the best price.
All right, perfect.
Okay, so we go like this, and go like this, assign that. Okay, so for Texas, you guys have barely any license requirements in the whole world. But let me see, I think that plumbing does have something.
Yeah, plumbing does have a license requirement.
I'm like, Texas is the one state that, like, you can do anything over there. They don't require a license for anything. Okay.
I'll tell you what, Texas is the hardest place to get a plumbing license.
Is it?
Yeah, it has the most requirements to be a certified master plumber.
Okay, so you have that, right? You have the Texas Master Plumber license with the Responsible Master Plumber endorsement? Okay. And then it does have an insurance requirement of, let me see here. I just want to make sure that we have everything that way. Let's see here. Texas, there we go. Go up. We have it all in a huge, okay, so do you have at least $300,000 in general liability?
I do.
Cool. And you'd have no felonies, right?
No. I wouldn't have it. License.
How many face-to-face employees do you have that go out and bid and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
Two.
Can they both pass background check?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, because it's going to ask on the application. So you have two choices here, Josh. On the application, it's going to say how many front-facing employees do you have, and it's going to ask for their Social Security number and their information. If you're not 100% sure or if they're hesitant at all for any reason, don't put them on the application because it will hold up the application if they have
to. Let's just be the one.
We'll just leave, okay? So you can leave them off, or you could just do one or whatever you want, okay?
Let's just do one. We'll just do me. And right now they're in the process of getting their documents through USIS.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll have all that done. And, you know, they're actually moving pretty fast through that USIS shit right now.
What is that? Is that the immigration stuff?
Yeah. So we started the process, both of them, 3 months ago, and they've already gone for the fingerprints.
Oh, I love that. Good.
Okay, so we're just waiting, because I fit the bill on that. Let me help you. So we're just waiting for a response after their fingerprints, so that way they can get their socials, so that way their wife and kids don't walk around in fear.
Yes.
I hate seeing it all. I was like, oh, man.
Dude, it's
like,
bad.
I'll help you.
Yeah. I love that you're doing that. You don't hear a lot of that, as you know. You know,
well, I mean,
especially where you're like where we're at. Like, you see it all. You see all of them. We're on the front lines over here. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So I used to live in National City, and, you know, I would see everything. And then, you know, I'd go to El Paso. And so I see these people hiring illegals, and they're not helping them get their paperwork or anything, but they're using them for like, low labor. I'm like, that's fucking bullshit.
It is. Every human deserves quality of life. Every human.
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, if you're working as hard as everybody else, then why not? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the two guys, Mikel and Hesus, and I'm like, look, man, I said, I'll help y'all. I said, you just got to guarantee me you're going to stay with me for like a year. Like,
there you go.
Because
you're paying for everything. You're helping.
I hate seeing it. My family's originally from Mexico, and they went through all that. So my grandfather only got his status because he joined the U.S. Army when, evidently back in the day, the Army was going to Mexico recruiting people to join the service. So when he joined, he was actually 16, but he was really tall for his age. So by the time they found him, he was a minor. He already turned 19 years old in the Army.
Oh.
So, I was like, well, there you go. He's like, shit, by the time they found out, I was already an adult.
Right?
So, I mean, people do what they got to do, but, yeah. So, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole reason why I restarted my business when I came down here. Oh. The whole point is to help out as many people as you can, or servicing. I mean, now it's kind of different with everything going on. So now, if I can help out people go through the process, get their paperwork, then, you know, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm
seeing more Mexican Americans ripping illegals off than anybody else.
Really?
Because suddenly everybody's popping up a business for paperwork processors.
Oh,
and they're telling people
$500.
I'm like, $500 my ass.
Right.
And
that's
started
unrealistic.
Looking into it, and I'm like, it's $2,400 just
per
for the government.
Right.
Per
that's
person.
Just to the
that's,
government. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not anything else.
Like, that's
literally
not even
just
to
the paper.
Process your fucking paperwork.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I was talking to some of these people. I'm like, man, don't pay them. I said, let me go talk to them. So I started talking to these people, and I'm like, how are you charging them $500? I'm like, what are you expecting them to get picked up before they find out you didn't do shit? What the fuck? So I hooked up with an agency here in Houston, and I'm referring, you know, everybody over there to them, and they will actually help people process their, and they'll walk them every step of the way, and they do payments. So I'm like, look, let me refer y'all over here for medical, for this. So I'm trying to help out as many people as I can because I don't think what's happening is correct.
Oh, I love you.
God
bless you for that. That's seriously.
Yeah, I'm tied to it because my wife's from Ecuador.
You've got an investment in it. But just to see somebody who is worried about how other humans are getting, like, listen, this is the other thing I think. Like, I know that we get the terrible people that come, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. You're going to get that everywhere. No matter what, you're going to get ugly, right? But if people were having a great time in Mexico, they wouldn't be trying so hard to get here. They wouldn't be willing to hide their families and cross state lines with coyotes and be out in the wilderness with animals. You know what I mean? Like, if it was great where they were at.
Is I took my stepdaughter to school, and we were still in Huntington, and all this shit started hitting up, and I just saw a father and a mother, they just held their child as they dropped them off. But you knew it wasn't like a have a good day hug. It was like, I don't know if I'm going to
see
you
again. Yeah.
Yeah, that broke my heart. And after that, I started trying to help out as many people as I could because I've never seen anything like that. I was like, I could not imagine being in
living
that position.
Like that.
That's the thing with people. They create fear. Because if you create fear, there's nothing
you can control
a parent
them.
Will do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
You control them. You know, fear,
exactly.
You
there's nothing we won't do to cover those kids. There's nothing we won't do to make sure our babies are okay, you know?
Yeah, so I was mm-hmm. like, man. So, yeah, I'm a big advocate. I try to help.
Oh, them. I love you. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, you get emotional, man.
Oh, I love that, though. Like, I needed to hear that this morning.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and that's why I want to start this business, because there's so many good, hardworking people out here.
Yep.
But
they need
people
a chance.
Are taking advantage of them, and they're just, mm-hmm. they're treating them like shit. And, you know, I've had enough.
Yeah,
you know, I've had enough, and I'm like, you know, if I can rebuild my company what it used to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I can help out even more people, and that's what all this is about. It's about people helping.
We're gonna help you do it. You know that we can. You know that we can.
I know you can.
So,
that's what I was like.
We're gonna do it.
I told Mike after he talked to me, I'm like, you just made my fucking day. I was like, I've had so much going on, I completely forgot. I'm like, oh my god. I was like, Mike, you don't even know.
He was picking it apart a little bit. He was like, yeah, my friend referred me. And I'm like, give me his number. So I'm looking it up, and I'm like, this guy spent thousands with us monthly.
Yeah.
I'm like,
this guy
was good. He's like, yeah, well, he moved on to da-da-da-da-da marketing. And I was like, okay. But this guy spent a lot of money with us. Like, he wasn't unhappy.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean? Like,
new to the game.
Okay,
you
know, he'll figure it out. You'll coach him up.
Oh man! As soon as we hang out, we're like, I already did it. What are you doing? Let's go.
He said he wants to do a lot of it on his own. He wants to do a lot of it on his own. And I was like, I get that, but you can pay a very small fee and make sure it's done right, bud. You know, like
exactly. Well, I mean, so I don't know if he's looking. I'm gonna talk to him about it. Just
mm-hmm.
all the 15, 20 different apps that you're put on, Yellow Pages, Local, and I'm like, you don't know how to do all that.
We don't do that anymore, Josh. So let me tell you why. That was Google changed the practice. So now it's the top five unless you guys have specific requests. Because what was happening is we were doing that. We were doing 60-plus apps, and then it dropped down to 20-plus apps. And you were getting all this exposure, but it was creating so much spam, and people were getting a ton of fraud. So Google changed the game. They were like, listen, this is how we now do verification through video verification, and we only submit to these top five unless clients have specific requests. So we submit to Yelp, Apple, Bing, Google, Facebook, Meta, which is also like Instagram and all that, right? And then like if you have specific requests, like say you really want Brown Book or Blue Book or Yellow Pages or whatever, then we can create special listings for those as well. And other companies are also going in and they're trying to sell you guys on voice activated searches, right? But you can't sell voice activated search because you have to be listed on Google first, and that's how you get in the voice activated search. So,
I have a friend of mine that does that out of Irvine. I'm like, nah, I'm good, bro. Like,
yeah, don't buy that garbage. It's garbage. Yeah. It's trash. It's literally trash. Because you can only get listed on, you can only be in a voice activated searches are based on location. So if you're like, hey Siri, plumber near me, and she's going to rattle off the top 3 to 5 plumbers in your area, it's specific to where you're at in that moment. It's going to pull that data directly from Google. You know what I mean? Like, but I found your Google business profile. I didn't know you already had one. You're already doing great. You already have 32 verified reviews. You're going to pass Google Guarantee in flying colors, like no problem.
And that's what I was telling Mikey. I said, that's me by myself. I was like, I've gone as far as I could by myself. I said, at some point, you want someone else doing it
mm-hmm.
so you could just answer the phone.
Exactly.
Like, running all this shit is a full-time job.
Yes, that's what I was trying to, you know, but it's cool. I get it. He's starting out.
He's always done word of mouth. So for this is a whole new aspect for him. But don't
got
worry.
It.
I'm like,
well, you're going to get him. I know you are. Yeah. I know you're going to get him. Okay, so what are your hours of operation?
Five to five, Monday through Friday. But we do 24-hour
emergency services. Okay, and then, I've got that. And then let me send you, hold on a second. Okay, So I'm sending you the Google Guarantee application. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have your client interview, and then you're going to have the Google Guarantee onboarding call. So it's two separate calls, and this application needs to be completed. If the application's not done, it's fine. My agent will help you do it. She'll literally fill it out for you. You just have to give her your social security number if you want us to do it. It's all done through Pinkerton and Evident ID. But if you're like not the guy who fills out applications and stuff, which it seems like you kind of are, but if you're not and you just want help with it, that's perfectly fine. So the first appointment is going to be your standard client onboarding, Josh. And this is going to be where we get access to the Facebook, we get access to the Google profile. Do you want us to write content directly to the domain you already have, rewrite the website to this 777services.com?
Yeah, that's a horrible layout that I have.
It's a terrible layout. It's pretty bad. I'm gonna have to agree with you. But
I'm sorry with what I said. Okay.
It's all good. No. It's all good. We're gonna help. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
We got you. I put that domain in as the one that you want us to write the content to. So we're gonna do it all. I put in here that you do want a new logo. You can give us what you want, and we will definitely help with that.
Put in notes. I need something elegant, something to go more towards, something, honestly, I was pulling up logos and plumbing companies from, Bel Air.
Yeah. If there's a specific logo that you like, hey, I like this, but I want this or that, you send us that, and we can do that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
That's our jam. If there's a certain website that you want that you're like, hey, I like the layout of this site. This is what I want. Cool. We're going to go ahead and include that for you. So what time do you want that appointment?
Sooner the better.
Okay, I can actually ask them if we can do live transfer for that, and then I can schedule your Google Guarantee call after you fill out the application, like tomorrow. Will that work?
Yep.
Do you want to do live? Okay, cool. Let me go ahead. Hold on 1 second. I got to take a vitamin real quick.
I've already done that.
Okay, got that down the hatch. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me process this and tell them I need a live verification. Here we go. Okay. Need a LTCI, please. All processing payment now. Okay. I'm going to set your Google Guarantee call for tomorrow around the same time. Do you want to do like 9:30, 10?
That's fine. That's good.
Okay. You're going to get that. It's going to say Gigi onboarding call with your first and last name. I'll be calling to introduce you to our agent. Her name's Bonnie. She's fantastic. And again, if you get application done before then, beautiful. If you don't, then it's okay. She's gotten really good at helping our clients get it filled out. Some people just, they're just not cut out for it, you know? Okay, the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
First and last name.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
It's going to be 4663 7100 5184 2262.
Expiration month and year?
0129.
3-digit code on the back?
008.
Security question is your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City where I was born.
Which is?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. It's all coded out as I'm spelling it, and it's all one word, and it's all lowercase. So
got
And you have to double down, so. Okay, I'm processing your payment now for $4.99. You're going to get the complete breakdown on this, and you and I'm going to read the voice verification outlining the service agreement to you. Oh, hold on. I got something wrong. It said invalid account number. Let me read the card back to you. 4663.
Mm-hmm.
7102.
Yep, 7100.
00, that's what it is. And then 2518.
No, 5184.
I've got a 2 in there when I meant the 0. Okay. 4663-7100-5184-2262.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. I got a 2 when I meant a 0. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of services.
777 service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Ray Rowland, owner-operator.
Joshua, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our business, our company, Local Splash, is your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
In your original account setup and billing has been charged at $499. That's $250 for your Google Guarantee application fee, $249 for the Platinum package. On the 17th day of the month, the reoccurring cost at $249 will happen on the 17th day of every month. Once Google Guarantee is activated, the activation budget is $664, and then that will reoccur as those ads and as those leads come through. If you need to change billing, you have any questions, you want to pause or cancel service, please do so by contacting myself or client support before the 17th day of the month. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. I'm going ahead now. Hold on. Coming across. Through the X cannot. Okay, we're going to bring Joyce on now. Joshua, I'm sending a text with my direct extension. If when you refer or you have any questions, just press 224. That's me. You'll get me. You can, if you want to text me, you can. You just put @Amy in your text, and it'll make sure that it gets to me. If you want to speak directly with me, you're welcome to at any time, or you can just call in and press 224, and you'll get me, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay. We will direct you to the right representative. Please continue to remain on the line, as an agent will be with you shortly.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for coming back to Local Splash. My name is Joyce.
Hey, Joyce, it's Amy Nelson, and I've got Joshua Rowland on the line. He has a URL that he'd like us to rewrite my site to. He needs mm-hmm. a new logo. He has a logo, but he doesn't want his logo. He does have an idea of something he wants. He's going to send us over, and he wants something mm-hmm. elegant. He has signed up for LSA as well, and he's going to get that application and I have onboarding for that tomorrow morning. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that is well done today. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Joshua, this is Miss Joyce. She's one of my very, very favorites. You're in great hands. Let me know if there's anything else we can do for you, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Uh-huh.